Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 299 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you each week. Podcast is available on iTunes. While you're there, five-star rate and review. Also available on Spotify. Always available, though, the website, anchor.com. At anchor.com. I messed it up again because that's how we do it. We mess the intro up each week. It's anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Available really on all podcast platforms and everywhere you can. Five-star rate and review. Check it out. The Patreon has all the past bonus episodes. Patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar's dropping new flavors. A lot of marshmallowy flavors. The one I liked the best was the red velvet because that is my jam. Red velvet cake is my absolute favorite type of cake. Fun fact that when I was going to get married, I insisted on having a red velvet groom's cake. That was one of my non-negotiables. And it is now on the list of non-negotiables. There's a little bit of a list, and that's on it now. There has to be red velvet cake at my wedding, if there's ever going to be one. So BuiltBar.com. Use code WWROPODCAST. Save 10% before I go on a diatribe about why I like red velvet cake. Sail Away Coffee is the best nitro brew out there. Check them out, sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You'll save 10% off your order as well. My good friend John Ziegler has his comedy special out, John Ziegler Getting My Affairs in Order. It's available on YouTube. Follow him on Instagram. John Ziegler Comedy. I don't know what I'm pointing to. John Ziegler Comedy. Click the link in the bio. It'll bring you right to the special. Easy peasy. 1-2-3. As my Italian relatives used to say, 1-2-3. And yeah, give them some love. Let them know what you think about it. Share it with the world. Well, tonight is going to be kind of like a stroll down memory lane, so to speak. A little celebratory pre-300th episode. So next week will be the 300th episode. I do have a guest. I have Mud Hustler going to be on the show next week for the 300th episode. I thought, like, you know, I figured he was the perfect guest. The original WW Bro on the original WW Bro podcast. 300th episode. So next week, he's going to be on. So I thought this episode we can kind of wax poetic about the past, you know, tell the story of the podcast. I know a lot of you is here from day one. You know a lot of these stories. But some of you people who are new, the new listeners, we love just as much as the old listeners. We love any listeners. Kind of hear maybe the backstory about how we got here. And why we're still going and why we're still doing the things we're doing. And everything in between. It's kind of crazy. You think about 300 episodes. I had a podcast that ran almost as long as this one. I started it back in like 2011, I think it was actually. It's called Organized Chaos. Maybe it started after that. I'm not 100% sure. I did that with my friend Bill Morales. We got into the high twos. And to be honest, you know, when I started this podcast, I didn't, you know, to think 300 episodes later, you don't realize how long that is. We're coming up on 6 years of this podcast. And I'll go into, you know, more about that also, I guess, when I talk about the 6 year anniversary, but just focusing on celebrating 300 episodes tonight. It's an incredible milestone, one that I'm very proud of. You know, that if you listen to it, it's a roller coaster. just like any kind of a journey. It's a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of in-betweens. And, you know, I was talking about this with Laura and Steph from the Wine Over Matter podcast. I was a guest on theirs. That episode will air in a couple of weeks after Laura's wedding. And, you know, just talking about how open and honest I am on the podcast and how, like, you know, I don't really hold back. And that's been my thing since day one. It's uncomfortable. You know, sometimes I say things on here I don't talk about with people, but for some reason I feel comfortable talking about it into a microphone. So I guess we'll start the history of the podcast. It was never supposed to be. It was going to be a side project that I was doing from my regular podcast, Organized Chaos. And I wanted to do a wrestling podcast. If you've heard this story before, bear with me. I know I've talked about this a lot, but just doing the history. I was like dead set on doing another wrestling podcast because I love professional wrestling. I love to talk about professional wrestling. And, you know, I was talking about, like, you know, the podcast I was going to start. And there was a bartender named Anthony at the Brokerage Comedy Club. And he was like, dude, what are you kidding me? He goes, you should talk about your weight loss journey. At the time, I was about a year and a half in. I was kicking butt. Down almost, I think, 200 pounds at that. I'm not, no, 100 pounds at that point. Yeah, because I hit 100 pounds down in 2018, right before WrestleMania. I started the podcast in January of 2018. Maybe, I think, January 18th. I'm thinking back as the exact date, but don't hold me to that. And that night, you know, Anthony kind of got it in my head that maybe it's something I should do. And I went home on Instagram, as we do, because we can't make decisions for ourselves anymore. We have to use the polls on Instagram. And it was 99 to like one that I should do a podcast about Weight Watchers and my journey. First, I didn't know what it was going to be. I talked about my weigh-ins, my recipes, and because it was easier to talk about that than really getting into the meat and the potatoes of it. Pardon the food pun on a weight loss podcast. But once I started opening up and talking about things, I felt that the podcast was getting somewhere and resonating with people. And I've always been open and honest with you guys about things that are going on in my life. I mean, there's some things I do keep private because, you know, again, we do need a sense of privacy. But I share as much as I can. Yeah, and that first couple, you know, the first year or so, the podcast was just that. It was about weight loss and my journey and what was going on. And, you know, every once in a while you get like a comment. It was funny, like, you know, you don't realize that you stop doing these things. Kind of like when, you know, a comedian, like they'd be like, hey, you used to do a joke. I'm like, oh, wow, I don't do that anymore. People are like, hey, you don't give recipes anymore on the podcast. I'm like, yeah, I kind of evolved from, you know, just being a food and weight loss podcast. I wanted it to be something that motivates people, that something that people can resonate with. You know, and the first part of that was being successful and losing over 200 pounds on WW. And then you guys were there when that all fell apart and I started gaining back weight and not being successful and trying every which way to not give up and fight. And I've seen so much support from the listeners and from social media that it means the world to me. And it's the reason why I continue to do this podcast. Because believe me, I wanted to stop this podcast at certain points. Because I was embarrassed. And I still am embarrassed in a way that I come on here and sometimes and I don't have better things to talk about when it comes to weight loss. Or that I'm struggling again, that I'm still struggling. Not that it was easier to do the podcast back then, but I just had more confidence in myself, in what was going on. It was easier the fact that it kind of, you know, I had usually a loss to talk about. Or if it was a gain, how are we going to get back on the horse next week and all the things I was doing. And I think back about it, I look back at it, and one of the reasons why I stayed on track was the podcast. Originally, that's what it was, too. It was just to keep myself accountable. And it is, even though I'm not as successful as I was, or I stay on track like I do, or I, you know, I'm consistent like I used to be, it's this podcast that keeps me in the fight. And every time I think about stopping it, you know, putting it to bed, starting something new, I can't. This is my baby. This is my, you know, this is what I do. And people have, you know, gone away from the podcast over the years. I've had people, you know, when I changed the name, I got a lot of blowback. When I stopped being successful on WW, I noticed people that unfollowed me and left. And we've talked about it in the past. I don't want to dwell on that. I'm just saying people come and go. And this podcast will always be here, you know, if you need it when you come back. And the name change was a big thing. It's coming up on 2 years of the name change because I'll be in this apartment actually November 8th. It'll be 2 years. And I changed the name around then. And it was nothing to do with WW. I mean, I had stopped and gone back with WW a million times, but the name change really was just to focus on, you know, successes and getting different kind of guests on the show that, like, when I would tell them about, hey, this podcast is called the WW Podcast, like, oh, I don't do Weight Watchers, and you have to explain it to them. And plus, also, why am I giving a company free advertisement that, you know, didn't deserve it? They never, you know, they didn't give me anything. They didn't give me the ambassadorship that I pushed for and wanted and basically begged for. You know, that hindsight's 2020 on that too. Because I gave it to some people that did not deserve it. You know, a company that had me up to talk about my ideas about podcasting and then used it for their own. Just saying in general, but it felt better to change the name to keep moving forward. It's something that I had in my head for about a year. I always ended my posts with keep moving forward. And not so much to saying it to everybody else, but as a reminder to myself, because I am that person that looks back. And I'm guilty of it. I do it every single day. So I have to constantly remind myself to keep moving forward. But the WW podcast means the world to me. I've talked about it, I think, when it happened, but somebody had wrote me that, you know, the podcast had changed, the name had changed, but the essence of the show is still the same. It's still the same with a different wrapper on it. This is what the podcast would have been. I promise you that. I promise anybody who's listening that if I never changed the name, if it was still the WWO podcast, not one episode would have been different. Like anything else in life, you evolve. It takes on different forms, but the WWO podcast would have been this. It would have been me coming to you guys, talking about everything that I've talked about these last almost 300 episodes. So if there's anybody that misses the WWO podcast, it's not gone. It's still here. I that holds a very special place in my heart, that podcast. I have the logo on my humidor. One of my humidors has the WWO podcast logo, And I didn't change it or get rid of it or change the top because it means a lot to me. It's kind of how, like, most of us met with social media friends. We, you know, the podcast, people writing me about the podcast and telling me what they liked about it, what they didn't like about it, and everything in between. And this is probably the second really longest commitment I've had besides comedy. You know, comedy's coming up on 14 years. This is coming up on 6. I've done every kind of podcast in between. I've done pro wrestling podcasts. I've done, you know, just talking head podcasts. I've done hockey podcasts. Nothing sticks. Nothing seems to grab the attention of people or grab my attention even to make me want to keep on doing it. But there's something that I love about every week turning on this microphone, talking about my feelings, talking about where I am in my life, and letting it out and sharing it with somebody who might be going through the same thing and thinking they're alone and you're not. And that's ultimately what this podcast was about. I used to get messages from people that it was their weekly workshop. That they didn't have a workshop in their area, that this was their workshop. They'd turn on and they felt like they were in a workshop and didn't feel alone. And I hope that's still true with people. I hope people still use the podcast that way. Because that always meant a lot to me. And, you know, yeah, the podcast, it goes through its ups and downs like everything else. And I do too. You know, you guys know what I've been through on this and continue to go through. It's not easy. I fight every day, but I won't give up on myself. I won't give up on the podcast because for me, it goes hand in hand. It's accountability. I know each week I got to come on here. I got to talk about stuff. Whether it's my boring week of just watching games and smoking cigars and eating some food, or if it's doing something that I didn't think I was ever would do. Like I did in the past, talked about, you know, these milestones I hit. Even now getting back on stage, those kind of things. It's a comfort for me. And I don't know, like, what I can't say, hey, this is what I have in store for the podcast, because it's not that thing. I plan it week to week, and it goes by what's going on with me and what I feel that I need to motivate myself with and what I, you know, and what I want to share. But ultimately, you know, it's been an anchor for me. When I wanted to just stop everything and go away. And I actually thought about it today, to be honest. I said, you know what? Maybe I'll do 300 episodes and boom, done. And I said to myself, well, what are you going to do? What exactly are you going to do after that? What's holding you accountable? What are you doing then if you're not doing this? Comedy's kind of taken a back seat. I do it here and there. Podcasting is really my outlet, my you know, my thing. If I'm not doing this, then what exactly am I doing? And I said to myself, if I'm not doing the podcast, it's easier for me then to step away from everything that's keeping me in this world of accountability and, you know, wellness, even though I'm not the poster boy for it right now. I have to come on here and talk about it. This is how I dip my toe in the water. This is how I keep myself into it. And it's crazy. You know, at telling you what this all has meant to me and what it means to me and how much I love doing this show, and it's my baby, my child, and how freeing it I feel afterwards sometimes, and the things I've shared on here I haven't shared with anybody else, that I still have that thought about stopping. And it's, we have that about anything that's hard, that's, you know, not, doesn't come to us easily. And that's why I've always said that, you know, a wellness journey and things in life are so intertwined, because it's the same attitude that you put into it. And when I draw examples from wrestling and other things like that, it's because it does resonate with me. It does make sense. It does, like, you know, motivate you and push you and bring you in a different direction. You talk about, like, something in professional wrestling, and it's a storyline, but somebody finally getting, they think it's to the mountaintop, and it's taken all away from them. The rug is right underneath them, and then where do you go from there? You got to start over and build back up again. Well, who hasn't that happened to with this? I don't care where you are now in the journey. If right now, if you're at goal, you've been at goal for 6 years, 7 years, 10 years, 20 years. There was one point where you were there and it all came crumbling down. Or it was something else in your personal life or a professional life, and you had to start over again. You had to build back up. And the realization is, it happens more than just once. The realization is, you will continue to build, and then it gets knocked back down, and you got to build again, but you got to build it stronger. You have to build it, you know, tougher. You have to be tougher. And that's what I fight with. I fight with being tougher, and that's what I'm building, tougher than what I was when I did this, when I really did it, when I was that badass. I want to be that badass again. And that doesn't start with quitting a podcast, with quitting this. So the podcast is here to stay for those of you who still are around for my dribble that I'm talking right now. It's not going anywhere. Next week, October 30th, will be the 300th episode. I am so grateful and honored that you've let me in your lives, be a part of it, listen to what I'm talking about, and, you know, why not cry for the 800th time on this show? But it means so much to me. It really does. Especially with all the struggles I've had that you guys haven't given up on me. When I've really almost given up on myself. And you guys are what really keeps me going. That sounded probably the most New York I've ever sounded, but I'm sorry. I didn't think I was going to do this. Thank you. Because I would have given up if you didn't expect a podcast every week. And I don't know how much worse I would be if it wasn't for you listeners. And when I say you guys are the best podcast listeners in the world, I really mean it. You guys have such a special place in my heart, and I just wanted to thank you. Because next week is not, you know, it'll be an interview, and I wanted to take this week to really thank you for what's coming up, 300 and beyond. Once again, thank you. It means the world. And I promise I'm not going anywhere if you're not going anywhere. And we're in this together. And we'll keep moving forward. Oh, God. Crying on the podcast. It's my side podcast. It's things I cry about. Anyway, I want to thank everybody who joined us for this episode and the past 299. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. As always, we're played in and out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. You can check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, find his new band Demon Scar, releasing new music like crazy. Check him out, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place to go for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me. It really is that good. Check it out, finsdeli.com. Once again, thank you so much for joining me here on episode 299 and for every episode before that and everything in the future to come. You guys are the best. Best podcast listeners out there. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great one. Enjoy.